There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from Israel, and the country has reacted to a travel agency's intent to add safety warnings to listings in what it refers to as the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Booking.com has announced that it is planning to, quote, display banners and notifications to customers related to relevant local safety considerations, unquote, a move which has been condemned by Israel's tourism minister Yoel Razvozov, who has challenged the reference and political insinuations of Israeli occupation. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also reacted to the issue.
I understand that Booking wants to restrict its services in Judea and Samaria. Booking, you should really read the book, the Bible. You know why Judea is called Judea? Because that's where Jews come from. It's been our homeland for close to 4,000 years. You should really get a history lesson.
Staying with Israel, and as a result of the Abraham Accords signed between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan, all these nations, including Cyprus and Malta, will meet next month in the city of Eilat for the first time to discuss food shortages and the impact of climate change. Israel's Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Oded Forer, says that based on Israeli technological leadership in water management, farming production and cultivation methods, this can greatly contribute to its fellow signatories and attendees' well-being in food production. Regarding extreme climate change patterns, Israeli researchers predict an alarming decrease in the number of international and domestic tourists to outdoor recreation sites in Israel by 2050, whilst the World Bank has estimated that by 2050, Middle Eastern countries are expected to lose approximately 6 to 14% of their GDP from climate-related water scarcity alone. The latest from Canada now, and the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board recently held a special meeting which raised anger and suspicion amongst the Jewish community regarding its sudden change of guest speaker to one of questionable standing regarding anti-Semitism. The move also incited a growing conflict between pro- and anti-Israeli activists, precisely what authorities are aiming to eradicate. Ottawa's Jewish Federation reacted strongly to the board's decision, as its CEO, Andrea Friedman, explains.
We did a little bit of research into Dr. Jeffrey Wilkinson. The two main pieces that we found that are pertinent to this is his doctoral thesis, in which he vilifies the state of Israel and really makes some very questionable and problematic claims. And his one and only blog post on his website really questions anti-Semitism. It questions whether anti-Semitism is being used as a tool by the Jewish community to divert attention away from what's taking place in Israel.
Comment is still expected from the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. Across the Atlantic now to the United Kingdom, and in his first speech to the Jewish community since his appointment as new Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng has made it clear that he will always be a strong backer of both Jewish people across the globe and friends of Israel. Addressing guests at the Holocaust Educational Trust's recently held annual dinner, he also emphasized that it is absolutely vital that the sheer evil of the Nazi regime is never forgotten, and pledged absolute support to the Holocaust Educational Trust, which he described as a fabulous organization, and assured them that they would benefit from a mini-budget he will deliver on Friday. He also noted that as a keen historian, it is imperative for the need to preserve the stories and accounts of those who survived the Holocaust long after the last survivors are no longer with us. And finally, we all have our differences, opinions, and beliefs, which can be overcome with broad-minded openness, respect, and tolerance. The Muslim country of Azerbaijan, for the first time ever, recently underlined this point by hosting a Limud FSU conference attended by more than 300 people, which is a learning event run by the global non-profit for Jews from formerly Soviet countries. In attendance, Rabbi Mark Schneier, the president of the New York-based Foundation for Ethnic Understanding, noted Azerbaijan as having the largest Jewish community of all the world's 57 Muslim countries, adding that it also serves as a shining example for interreligious tolerance. coexistence, its relationship with Israel, and in particular, presents itself as a role model for the other 56 Muslim countries. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.